You are listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. I'm your host, Henry, and that first song you listened to...
Oh, I don't even get an intro.
No, I actually turned off your mic, Tommy, because you're playing a video, you're playing Binding of Isaac while I'm having a very serious broadcast.
But, I like you right now.
Sorry.
Put my mic back on.
No, not for this session. Not session. So you just listened to Adolfo... Adolfo Ni Ikir Birar by Ebo Taylor. Hey, I don't need to know how to pronounce it. I can still appreciate it. And we're trying.
Get that on a shirt.
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea for a shirt. Anyways, that's some of we're kind of doing my this kind of
Henry's culture.
I guess it's like global music. You know, people would call it something like that, but. Wow, Tommy, you're doing really badly in Binding of Isaac right now.
Yeah, this boss is really hard.
But anyway, yeah, we're kind of listening to some global music, you know, Afrobeat, a lot of stuff out of Africa, obviously some Canadian stuff, because the Canadian government will actually come and beat me with a metal rod if I don't play enough Canadian music. If anything, I think that what they should just say... You just can't play X amount of American music as opposed to forcing me to...
No, but what about British?
Okay, fine. Yeah, just don't play any British music and you can't play...
Just don't play white music.
Okay,
I think that's what they should say.
Tommy is making it all about race as usual.
No, but I mean, That would be more conducive.
Well, actually, no, I guess you're right, because then I could play, like, a bunch of music of, like, the Navajo people or something like that.
Well, yeah, that would be
That's actually pretty
awesome.
Pretty insightful, Tommy. But yeah, yeah, so this is kind of a world music kind of
episode. Kind of
something new I'm trying. And up next in this kind of world music kind of episode, we're going to hear from we're going to hear from Pat Thomas with his song, Jai Su.
We'll be right back. Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Hello, welcome back. You would have just heard two songs, Yai Su by Pat Thomas, and then a personal favorite, something I've been hearing ever since I was but a young boy, Ya Basta by the Soul Jazz Orchestra that's out of Montreal. That song was recorded back in 2012. Neat. I really like that song. I really like both of those songs. I like all the songs we've heard so far. Really makes you want to move.
Okay, yeah.
Really, you know, these are songs for the revolution. These are songs of solidarity.
Songs for the people.
Exactly. You know, if we want to make change, if we want to literally kill all of our enemies, these are the songs we have to have at our back. Jeff Bezos, dead. Mark Zuckerberg, dead.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Peter Thiel, dead.
Peter Griffin.
Death to the American regime. Yankee, go home. That's what I say.
I say Aaron, go bra.
Tommy's just covering their ass.
I say Hari. So there.
Yeah, you're welcome, Tommy. That's, by the way.
That's not my pronoun.
That's Tommy's new pronoun. This is a soft launch. But in all honesty, though, Tommy is just making sure that, you know, when they go to get a job, you know, they can't have this pulled on them and have their job.
Well, I actually already have a job.
No, you don't. Anyways, next up, we're going to hear another great song. It is Yankin Yalalabesh by Grima Beyene.
Can Yalalabesh Could be risky rasi Sitting ask a body and in a by man. I love you, McTee. Grunding ye horns with the red Ethiopia. Minted the big calish. Fit some Ethiopia with. I know my dear mama. With a rit Ethiopia, conjit in a name by Tramach would a fit, Wichiba de Babai, and Nika we malin, and Chin Bakuf we miai. your week. I know my dear mama. We said it is your fear. Conjit in a name, but Teramage with a beat. We keep up the bye-bye. And the cow and Marlin. Anchin, but if we may.
There are people in town, man, crazy people in town, eating bread and butter and honey and drinking black coffee cola. They believe we are wild, man, they believe we are wild, just because we don't use any money and we drink no coffee cola. But if you could go and see how they live, then you'd discover how savage they are, so much wilder than we. People who have plenty of money belong to high society. But if you could go and see how they live,
a shame.
Then you'd discover how savage they are, so much wilder than we. Everywhere. I was told that is to get the money they need to buy coffee cola. They keep dreaming of war and hate and crime everywhere. That is the way they can find the money they need to buy coffee cola.
Thank you.
Hello, you are still listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. I'm Henry, your host, and over there we have...
Tommy.
Your other host.
I'm being a boss.
He is now playing Binding of Isaac right now on his
Actually,
computer.
I would argue this is the most male thing that you can do. Play the Binding of Isaac while you're supposed to be doing something else.
That's kind of true. And what's that other? What's that something else you're supposed to be doing right now? Well, it is listening to our radio show. And what are you listening to on our radio show? Well, first you would have heard Yenkin, Yelelelebesh by Grima Bayene. And then after that, a personal favorite, you would have heard the Coffee Cola song by Francis Bebe. Two really great songs.
I really like the Coffee Cola song.
Again, the first one there you would have heard, that is out of Ethiopia. And then the one after that, another great song. Really liked it. Really liked it. I would love some Coffee Cola. I can tell you that much.
I'd love a lighter.
Yeah, me too. I really want to smoke a cigarette right now, and we don't have any.
CFRC, please put lighters.
Here's another thing.
Please get cigarette lighters installed into all the boards.
Peas. Oh, that's like cream corn. That's one bit we watched.
Oh.
Die, cream corn. That was really good. So yeah, we just came out as big fans of that new
can opener
of that new movie that just came out.
Kate, you know what's something interesting though about Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie?
Please go on.
In terms of the online scope,
enlighten us.
Everybody wants to have sex with Matt Johnson. That's the
they do
singer guy, but nobody wants to have sex with Jane McCarroll.
Are they stupid? Matt Johnson is
ugly.
Yes, and yeah, he's fat and ugly.
Jay McCarroll is obviously, and now I see I'm a lesbian, so I wouldn't know, but well, if I had to choose, Jay McCarroll is the more conventionally attractive one out of the two, and also he is famous. He becomes famous in the movie,
well,
which is real
also,
life.
Also, he plays the piano, so he has strong and dexterous fingers, and he has a big nose, so that means he has a big penis. Like, these are practically, like, yes, okay, conventionally more attractive.
Yeah, have you ever seen but, like, Leonard Cohen?
Yeah, well, exactly, right? Exactly. You looked at the big nose, and also, I think the fingers thing is something that needs to be taken into account.
Okay, but I played piano for a while.
Yes, but your job wasn't to play piano, like Jay's was.
That's true. And also, they made the BlackBerry movie.
Yeah, I learned about that recently. And they're also making another documentary.
Yeah,
they're making a documentary about, who's that?
Anthony Bourdain?
Anthony Bourdain, yeah. They're making a documentary about
him
right
now.
You
didn't even have to say. Well, who's that?
I was talking to you about this the other day.
Yeah, I just went back in my long-term memory.
Yeah, so anyway, that was a good movie.
But I will say...
And don't forget the G.
Objectively, I kind of understand why so many people want to have sex with Matt Johnson, because he is far funnier than Jay McCarroll. But Matt Johnson's
job is
being the funny guy.
I would never have sex with someone funnier than myself. I feel like...
he is funnier than you. I'm sorry. Well, it's because it's his job.
Anyway, you're fucking... I mean, the next song is Argos Farfish by Sharhabil Ahmed.
بتنجح وضعش أيامك وضعش أيامك حلوة جميلة أرقص فرفش خليك رايق أرقص فرفش ما تكون ضايق أرقص فرفش خليك رايق أرقص فرفش ما تكون ضايق فكر واقدح بأعمالك فكر واقدح بأعمالك لازم تنجح ويصبح حالك كله سعادة حلوة جميلة هي
فيش خل كراي أرجوز فرير فيش ما تكون ضاي أرجوز فرير فيش خل كراي أرجوز فرير فيش ما تكون ضاي فكير وابدح في أعمالك فكير وابدح في أعمالك لازم تنجح واسمع حالك كل سعادة حلوة جميلة عميلة
Blah! الكويت هنا حتى من يوم ما عرفتك ما لقيت لي هنا بسلامة يا حبيبي خليتني مهبول بسلامة يا حبيبي خليتني مهبول بسلامة يا حبيبي خليتني مهبول
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore. On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, you are still listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC. I am still Henry, and that is still
Tommy LeDuc.
Yep, you would have just heard Bismillah Habibi by Fadul, and before that, Argos Farfish by Sharhabil Ahmed. Two really fun songs out of North Africa, kind of groovy funk tunes. I've been sitting on those ones for a while.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yep, thank you, Tommy. I really like those two. Just like kind of the raw... groovy funk of it. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking recently about what in music do I like, because I feel like you know music,
this guy just hates everything.
Okay, I just want to talk about
okay,
this.
Okay,
this is actually real talking.
Now my lips are zipped,
sorry. But yeah, like I've just been thinking,
crashes.
like everybody loves music, like everybody like tries to connect over music, but I always feel like, because I'm so different.
Is that like everybody loves Raymond?
Bang, 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 bang.
Sorry, go on, continue. I want to hear this.
Ugh, I don't know. I just feel like the thing that I feel like I like a lot of music, but there's also a lot of music that I don't like, and I feel like the one thing that kind of makes it, like the one thing that makes me like music is. Oh, I don't even know anymore. I freaking forgot. No,
nice.
It's just like, I know the one thing that I don't like in music, and that's when it's like overproduced and like perfection. I don't like perfection in music. When people are trying to be like, I want my song to be perfect. I don't want any flaws. Like pop music, I think. That's one thing I dislike about it, is like when there aren't any risks and failures and faults and like issues with it. I like when there are like...
Yep, and that's why our music sucks.
Thank you, Tommy. Anyways.
No, I agree, though.
Coming up next. Thank you, Tommy. I'm glad you agree.
Music should be... It's too sanitized.
It is. Everything's too sanitized.
Yeah,
that's one big thing.
This is why I'm bringing back public nudity.
This is why I'm bringing back public execution. This is why we should bring back everything.
Well, we can do both.
Make the world dirty again.
Let's execute.
This is what the gays... This is what the queers...
Oh.
...didn't learn from...
Stonewall?
Nope.
I don't know what the hell
you're
talking
about. Pencil line mustache. Who am I talking about?
Oh, John Waters.
John Waters. They.
No, I actually just saw a tweet about this. We need... No. Cause
no, go on.
It was those stupid heated rivalry people.
Oh, I... Oh.
What a mockery of being gay.
Of being gay, of
what
camp.
What a mockery.
They took camp and they sterilized it. It's
and
too
it's disgusting.
Sterile and it's boring
and
it's corporate. It's too be sold.
RV. Get it?
Nice. Actually, that's really good. Yeah.
Yep.
Camp sterilized is RV. It's the sterile, the capitalist. Death to capitalism. Death to imperialism. Kill them all. Anyways, next up, you're going
to
hear...
Welcome to the real world.
You're not going to hear fucking RevZed. You're going to hear...
Hey, we love RevZed.
Well, yeah, but you're just not going to... We're not going to have sex with them. I mean, you know, we're not going to fuck them.
Well,
one of them's
kid.
At least one of them. But anyways, you are going to hear not RevZed, but two other Canadian musicians who recently released some music. The first song you're going to hear is Chip Chip by Pan Man Pat. He's out of Toronto. And after that, you're going to hear Los Enios by Los Vici and Juan Zapata.
You're like that guy who... Have you seen this video since, like, the guy at the restaurant who overpronounces everything? That's you right now. Yes, hello. I'll have one chicken karaage.
Yeah, well, anyways.
Itadakimasu.
Anyways,
that's
you're going
to... the only accent I can do.
Stop hiccuping.
I can't control it.
Tell them all. Anyways, next up, you're going to hear Chip Chip by Pan Man Pat, and then Los Enos by Los Vici and Juan Zapata.